Hey, it's your Perfect World podcast hosts here on a very, very special day. This is Giblet.
And Susie.
Do you know what today is? Of course you know what today is.
I do know what today is because we were there for the proclamation of what today is.
Happy Amy Ray Day, y'all!
Oh my God!
Whoever, well, of course it was destined.
Right.
I mean, there had to come a time where there was a day devoted to Amy Ray.
I mean, every day is Amy Ray Day, right? As far as we're concerned, but to have an official
designation.
Yes, November 28th.
I wonder if we can get posters made of the plaque that was given to her.
Maybe you could tattoo it somewhere on you.
right next to my Kensington tattoo.
There you
just
go.
Have an Amy Ray scroll.
I'll have that guy do 2-for-1.
Yeah. Or just right under the Kensington.
Oh, an Amy Ray scroll. I thought you said an Amy Ray squirrel. And I was like, oh, I bet she would like that.
Right?
An Amy Ray scroll. Maybe that's coming soon. New merch for the new album.
The Amy Ray squirrel.
Amy Ray squirrel.
It was really cool. I think she was genuinely surprised to be called to the stage.
Oh, yes. She seemed kind of flabbergasted. I mean, she was wiping her eyes at one point.
Gobsmacked.
That's the word I'm looking for.
We are recording this coming fresh off the heels of
KUCC and the Georgia Justice Project's Gospel Brunch benefit.
At the City Winery in
Atlanta. City Winery in Atlanta.
Just, what is our life that we're lucky enough to get to go to these things? So blessed. And Michelle Malone was also there, which is always a treat to get to see her.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Before either Michelle or Amy played, they took kind of a little break and were calling different people to the stage and said, and we also need Amy Ray here. And so we're all excited because we haven't seen her yet, except for rocking out as par usual. She's on the side of the stage watching all the other artists.
Yes.
She's nothing else but a fan of music. And she comes on stage seeming kind of surprised. What's
right. Going she on? Said, I was tuning my mandolin.
Yeah. What's going on?
Is that a non sequitur or something?
That's what she said.
So Amy was tuning her mandolin when they grabbed her and got her on stage along with the pastor of the KUCC and I think maybe the founder of the Georgia Justice Project and a bunch of other philanthropists.
She has no clue what's happening, and then they do the dedication to her today, November 28th.
Shall henceforth be known as
Amy Ray Day.
Amy Ray Day. And celebrated all of her many accomplishments and her heart for social justice and, you know, the amazing person that we all know that she is. They were recognizing all of it.
So now it'll go Halloween, Thanksgiving, Amy Ray Day, Christmas.
Wait. Hanukkah also starts tonight.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it'll go Halloween. It's just going to be...
Don't leave out Diwali.
Oh, wow. It's just going to be... It's just so many holidays. I'm just saying now that we have to squeeze it in.
Yes.
There's another holiday that we need to slot in there. And
oh, my gosh. My mind is going a mile a minute with how we will celebrate this day in future years to come.
Well, we do have an idea for celebration because as part of the holidays, Perfect World is doing a gift exchange.
We are doing Holly Happy Indigo gift exchange.
And so now part of the celebration can be celebrating Amy Ray Day.
Yes.
At the time that we're recording this, people can already sign up.
Yes, people have been signing up. If you're hearing this, please know that there's already a group of Indigo and Girl and Amy Ray fans getting ready to be Secret Santas for one another on Elfster.com. If you look at our socials, we're Perfect World Pod on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, and there are links on all of those platforms to the site that is coordinating the gift exchange and what exactly you need to do.
Okay.
If you have any questions, of course, you can email us perfectworldpod@gmail.com, but don't email us to sign up because we're not actually handling the sign up.
So when people sign up, what information are they going to need to provide?
The usuals, name, I think your address. That's pretty much it.
Can you do a gift wish list?
Yes, which is awesome. You can do a wish list. So if you lean strawberry or blueberry, or you know, there's some other kind of hobby or something else that you want to offer as a gift idea, you can do that so that whoever is connected with you knows what to do. There's also, Elfster, it requires you to put in a dollar amount. So we were saying keep it under $25. But really, the monetary thing, the spending, isn't even the point. It's that we know, anyone who's listening to this, who's an Indigo Girls fan, knows that being a fan is about so much more than just the girls or just, I'm saying just in air quotes, the music. But the fandom, like this community that has sprung up around Amy and Emily, the camaraderie, the loyalty, the faithfulness to one another is just like nothing else that I've seen before. And you and I are both involved in other fan communities too. And the Indigo Girls fan community is incredible. So in that spirit, it's in that spirit of just the joy that everyone derives from the music and the friendships and the community, the unity, the being together, that's the point of the gift exchange. So don't worry about spending or the money part. Just put together a thoughtful gift for another fan. That's what we're most excited about. Especially exciting too is that we know both friends of ours and friends we haven't met yet in this community who are so creative. So I think the opportunity to like share something from your heart with another, you know, future friend, if you don't already know them, because you're going to be linked to this person now, you can get super creative or super thoughtful. And like, I was thinking, how about a donation made in someone's name to honor the earth, or I forget the name of it, but the animal rescue organization in Dahlonega that Amy often performs for and, yeah, you know, raises funds for. There's, or Project Say Something. There's so many different things you could do to honor someone or come up with a really fun gift. This is just supposed to be something enjoyable.
You could make the donation or you could buy one of Chris's mugs.
Yes, mm-hmm. You could buy one of Chris's mugs because that includes a donation.
Gift,
too. That's
right.
Oh, those mugs. I mean, first of all, it's a piece of art and something that you can use too. It's like, you know, consumable, and it's just amazing all around.
This is international, right? Not just looking in the
United right. States. This is international because we want to include everyone and invite everyone to take part in this. I have learned that there are shipping restrictions in place because of COVID. So being the organizer, not the one who makes all the connections, but just that we're offering this through Elfster.com, we can go in and set parameters so that, say, if you are a fan in Australia, we could connect you with another fan in Australia.
Okay.
So I think we're going to be able to make this all happen. And for anybody else who is listening in another country and maybe there isn't another fan who signs up there, we will still make it. We'll make it work. The Perfect World Elves will get you connected for sure and get a special gift to you. And speaking of special gifts, besides Chris's mugs, we also have a Perfect World store, a merch store. There's a sticker pack, there's a t-shirt. If they are not up for sale yet, they will be soon because the elves are working on those too.
The elves are busy this time of year.
Amy Ray Day kicks off the Perfect World Elf holiday season.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Indeed.
Thanks everybody, please sign up ASAP.
You won't be sorry you did. This is gonna be so much fun. Are you signed up yet, Chiclet?
Oh, no, I'm way too busy. No, I'm quite not. I want to be the last one to sign up just before you close it.
Okay, well, just be sure you do because you're going to be...
Of course I'm going to sign up.
You're going to be upset if you miss it.
Oh, you know, I regrets I have a few. This will not be one.
All right.
All skate.
Now reverse.